Blog Talk Radio.
T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the tire.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the movement. My name is Sean Wyman. I am the host of the Success Movement Radio Show. I want to thank you all for joining live tonight, and I am so excited. The guest that we have live with us tonight, I'm getting ready to introduce him in just a minute. It is going to be an absolutely amazing show. So if you're just jumping on, share this on Facebook, share it on Twitter, share it on your social media. Get as many people in here as possible because this is going to be an absolutely amazing show. For those of you that don't know, this is my first official show. So you are getting to be a part of history as I bring in this guest who is going to help to launch this show into what I hope to be many, many, many episodes of success. So to learn more about me, you can go to www.successwithseanwyman.com. We also now have a success movement group called Welcome to the Movement on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook. And, of course, we're on all the social media platforms out there. And a special thank you to my good friend and producer of this show, Michael Brooks. So with that, as we get started, I have the honor of introducing just an amazing human being to you guys. Guys, this is one of the top coaches on the planet. I've actually heard him be called one of the next Tony Robbins of this era. He is a top branding marketing consultant. He is a business coach. He is a top network marketer. And tonight, he's going to share some exclusive content with you. And with that, I have the pleasure of introducing my good friend, Adam Imob Flores. What's up, Adam?
Hey, what's going on, Sean?
Hey, welcome to the movement, my friend. It is such an honor to have you on this show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great here in Southern California. Always beautiful over here, and I'm really excited to be on today.
That's awesome, man. Well, thank you so much, man, for saying yes and being the first guest on this show. And I want to start this out by just allowing you to share just a minute or two about who you are and what you do so people can get to know you a little bit.
Sure. Well, first off, I want to thank you for having me on, Sean. I'm really grateful, not just to be on here, but for our friendship. I've had the chance to know you now for, this last couple years. And so I'm really grateful to have our friendship, and I'm really excited to be on this show. So for those of you who are maybe, hearing about me for the first time, I teach people how to build online businesses completely from scratch. I'm actually one of the few people in the world that takes someone from just an idea all the way through the branding process of helping them become an authority at what they do, helping them create all of their online products, whether it's a book, whether it's an online course, whether it's launching your first seminar to become a speaker. And then we go into the launching process where we teach you how to market that business online. So from start to finish, we're with our clients for about a year's time, from their idea all the way to the launch. And so it's really exciting to be able to help people's ideas become a reality. And I'm very, blessed and privileged to be able to walk people through that entire process.
That is beautiful, Adam. What a beautiful introduction. Thank you so much, man. So listen, I know our audience is going to be curious, and this is something that I'm sure they would like to know is why? Why are you doing this? Because this is a lot of work on your side, right?
Yes, it is a lot of work. And actually, a lot of people in this space, think that I'm crazy, that I would spend a year with my clients walking them through all of this. And the reason why I do it is honestly because, I struggled for many years. I had this message inside of me. I wanted to be able to share my story with the world. I wanted to be able to make a living doing what I loved. And I had to go to this coach for this. I had to go to this for that. I had to put all these pieces together. And I failed for the first couple of years because I didn't know what I was doing. And so I wish I would have – I built the program that I wish I would have had on my journey to success. And so now we have this one-stop shop where you can get everything you need in one place. And that is what is – that's why I built it. It's for the people, and that's what my heart is for. I want to help people get results.
Wow. So if I'm understanding you right, you love teaching people how to monetize their passion, right? I know for me personally, that was something that you did with me was you helped me to discover – like if you had told me 2 years ago I was going to be a radio show host and you were going to be my first guest, I would have told you you were out of your mind. But because of what you've done, it's just unbelievable, man, unbelievable. And so how do you do what you do, man? Like I mean, give us an idea of what your day is like.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I'm working with a client, one of the first things that we do is we get to know ultimately what they want to do. Do they want to become a speaker? Do they want to become a coach? Do they want to write their first book? You know, what excites them, you know? And then what we'll do is we'll map out a plan. We'll basically reverse engineer from the idea all the way to the steps on where we need to start. And often what we'll do is we go over these three P's. We want to help position our clients to be the best at what, you know, they do. So if they want to become a speaker, we want to help brand them to make it look like they are the best speaker in the world. That's our goal. And then what we'll do is we'll help them create that product, whatever it is, an online course, an ebook, and we'll help them draw out that program. And that's the packaging process. So we position them, we help package their products, and then the last step is, you know, we're working with them, teaching them how to use Facebook and Instagram and a lot of these social strategies to launch their message out into the marketplace. And so,
wow.
So the day-to-day, it changes based off of where they're at in the journey. Some days we're in the studio branding our clients. Other days I'm doing Skype webinars. And other days, you know, we're talking about how to launch their program.
Wow, that is amazing, man. That's just so much, man. And like I said, you're so busy, man. You're constantly, you're on the phone. I mean, you are a hustler and a grinder, and you definitely define the true entrepreneur. Now, let me guess, right? This just happened automatically, right? You were just like an overnight success, right? Everything just kind of dropped in your lap, and you just automatically became this successful, right?
Oh my goodness. I wish it were that simple. I really do. No, I really struggled. I really struggled actually for 3 years, my first 3 years as an entrepreneur. I didn't make any money at all. In fact, I was many times discouraged. I went through a lot of depression just because the whole reason I became an entrepreneur is I wanted that freedom. I wanted to be able to take care of my family and have more options because I grew up just with really – you know, a really rough background. My parents didn't have a lot of money. My mom was actually a single mom. I had my stepdad and, you know, coming in and out of the picture. And so I, you know, I really was just trying to do something great and I struggled. I could not figure it out. And so, you know, it was through failing forward that I was able to continue to learn and get the strategies to grow. And it was through that learning process that, you know, I was able to put things together to finally get some momentum. And I started in network marketing. That was where my start was. And I became in the top 1% of two network marketing companies. And people started to ask me from different parts around the country, you know, how did you do it? What were you, how are you successful? And that's how my coaching started. And then from there, I realized that I wanted to be able to help more people. And that's how I got into doing what I do now. So it was definitely a rough start.
Wow, that is awesome, man. So you know, and so many people they see the back end where everything's successful and the money's coming in, but they don't see the hardships and the hard work that you go through, right? When you're actually going through it, man. When you're going through the thick of it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a real struggle. I think more emotionally and mentally than anything else. You know, you have to battle thoughts. You have to deal with sometimes your fears. You have to face your fears. There's a lot emotionally that you go through as an entrepreneur, and you can't shortcut that process. And so that's something that I had to walk through. And that was the hardest part. And it still is. It never goes away. You just learn to manage your emotions better because there's always more mountains in front of you. And so learning to, you know, deal with those and get the right perspective is something that I just had to grow accustomed to as things have gotten bigger.
Awesome, man. So let me ask you this, man. What motivates you? I mean, because you're doing all this work, and I know it's above and beyond the money, because I've known you for, like you said, over 2 years. So what is your true driving force, man? What is it that motivates you?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's my faith. You know, I just feel like God has given me just so many, you know, gifts and things that I feel like it's my obligated duty to give back to people, you know, what I've been given. And so my ultimate, you know, purpose is I'm actually in the process of starting the International Ministry of Business. So if you're wondering why IMOB is in the middle of my name, it's because I want to be able to lead people to God. That's the ultimate purpose. I want to bring more glory to Him for the life that He's given me. I'm grateful for it, and I want people to know, you know, how awesome God is. And that's where my drive comes from. I just want to be pleasing to Him and walk out my faith.
Man, that is beautiful, man. So I'm sure our audience is curious, you know, how do you add value to your clients? Like, because I mean, you have some people that know absolutely nothing about business, right? They just come to you and they go, I don't know, man. I just know I got this idea, but I don't know anything about how to get started. So how do you add value to your clients?
Uh-huh. So it depends on what you do, of course, right? But I think every client has certain expectations for what you're giving them. So at the end of the day, I always try and give my clients above and beyond what their expectations are. And what does that look like? You know, what it could be, you know, for me, it could be spending extra time with them that they weren't expecting. It could be maybe coaching them a few extra sessions that they weren't expecting. It could be the thank you letters and gifts that we may send out as a thank you. It's just every client has an expectation, but going above and beyond, you know, by giving them what they're not expecting.
Yeah, I got you, man. I got you. So I know a lot of people are on here tonight because we shared that you were going to, and you and I have had this conversation many, many times, but you believe that pretty much anyone with the right steps, with the right framework, can generate an income of $10,000 a month or more. Is that true?
Yes, 100%.
And so I know our audience is dying to hear this, and I don't want to leave them on edge because we're actually going to get them on the phone, and I want them to be able to ask you some questions tonight as well. So for those of you that are listening, if you want to go ahead and write this number down, I'm going to be opening up the phone lines here in just a few minutes. The phone number to call in is going to be 646-716-7979. That's 646-716-7979. So with that being said, Adam, I'm so excited because this isn't something that you just come on. Matter of fact, you don't do very many interviews, do you?
I don't. So this is great.
So would you be open to sharing your framework for your $10,000 a month secret?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So what this is, that I believe everybody should have this, no matter what you do, okay, is something called an integrated product suite. And I'm going to go exactly to what that means. And it's very simple. It may sound complicated, but Apple has it. If you buy their phone, they also have the iPad. They also have the watch. They also have their touch, their iMacs, their MacBook Pros. It's a product suite. One product leads into the other, and they all integrate to work. And so whatever you do, okay, people, let's say you're successful in business. There are so many people who would love to learn from you, and they're willing to pay to get that knowledge that you have worked so hard to acquire to have the business that you have. So you should always have an online course, at least, that you've built that will teach them how to do what you're doing. So as you encounter people who may find your business interesting, you can teach them. Now, you may not have had success yet. You may be on your journey. So you can also create an online course that teaches people how to do something. And the way that you can find out a good course to teach on is something you're passionate about, or you can Google what people are searching and trying to find the answer for, because we're in a time right now where people are willing to pay for knowledge more than they ever have before. The reason why is because people don't want to spend their time trying to, you know, Google how to get the result they're looking for from 20 different sources that say they have the answer. They just want to hire somebody who has the answer, and they want to get it quickly. And they would rather pay somebody to get the knowledge rather than go try and search on YouTube or Google. And so you can be that person, because if you're on this call, most likely you have a niche. You have something you're really good at. You may be in fitness. You may be a consultant. You may be in taxes. You may, have some type of brick and mortar business, whatever industry you're in. Somebody wants to learn from you. You have something that somebody wants. You have knowledge, you have advice, you have skills. And a lot of times as people, we take that for granted and we think nobody would pay us for that. But if you check Google, people search things every single day, and there's billions of dollars being spent in online courses and programs. And so if you created a product that was at least $9.97 that taught people everything you know about a given subject, and you were to promote it to your following or your list, and you were to get just an extra 10 clients a month, you could make an extra 10 grand just teaching people what you know. And so you could do that through an integrated product suite. It doesn't have to be 10 courses at $9.97. You can have a $9.97 online course. You can also have a speaking fee that you charge to go speak somewhere. If you want to be a speaker, you can have a mastermind group where you get other people who are professionals, or you allow your clients to come in and learn from you. And those are more, 2,500 to 5 grand. You can have, a membership site where people pay monthly to learn from you, and they could be a part of your community. There's so many different products that you can create that you can lead people into to get the knowledge that you have. And so it's something that everybody should have on the side of what they already do. So as they meet people who want to learn from them, here, take my course. You can learn exactly how to do this. And so it's never been easier to build a following. It's never been easier to reach your target audience. And so it's the perfect side business, because you don't need you don't need employees. You don't need overhead. You can work literally from your laptop anywhere in the world. And, people really are willing to pay you for this stuff. And they're grateful when they can find somebody who has the answers that they're looking for. And so I believe that everybody should have an online course teaching something and being able to promote it online. And that's one way you can start to make a living in your passion if you're not already. And so those are some things that if you're not sure about and you have questions, in our Business Club Academy, you know, we walk you through that process on how to set up that integrated product suite.
Wow. And guys, you can find out more about Adam Flores and the Business Club Academy just by going to adamimobflores.com. That's adamimobflores.com. And you can learn all about the Business Club Academy and all the wonderful things that Adam and his amazing team over there in California can do for you to help you to reach your goals. So, well, first of all, Adam, man, thanks for sharing that, man. That is so cool. And, you know, a lot of people on here I know are going to be dying to ask questions. So we are opening up the phone lines. Matter of fact, we already got one caller on the line. That's really cool. So if you'll hang in there, area code 850, I got you on the line. Just hang in there for me a minute. I got one more question I want to ask Adam before we open up the phone lines. But the number again, 646-716-7979. That's 646-716-7979. So, Adam, I got one more question for you before we open up the phone lines, man. And that is, you know, you make it sound so simple. And there are so many people out there right now that are working a job. There are some people that are trying to hang on to the job they have. You know, you look at, you know, where we're at in the state of affairs and everything, and it seems like more and more people are starting to come this direction. When it comes to timing, where do you feel we're at right now? Do you feel like the timing is right to do this?
We haven't even scratched the surface to this social media boom. This ability to connect with other people, we're still at the forefront of it. A lot of times people think that, you know, it's been around for years already and that, you know, somebody else is already doing what they love and that somebody already has their idea or their niche. And we are at the very forefront. That's a big misconception. And this is the time. This is the time to claim your expertise in a topic and teach on it some way, shape, or form and get your knowledge into a program that can help other people because people are searching for answers. And I just want to say this really quick, Sean, is that you might be saying to yourself, you know, I don't know if I have the credibility. I don't know. Why would people listen to me? You know, who would pay me for my knowledge? So if you don't have the credibility yet or you don't have the expertise, you don't always have to have results. You can interview other people who have the results. You can get credibility that way. That's exactly how, you know, if you look at Marie Forleo, if you've ever heard of her, she interviews people and she's been able to build a following that way. You can also be the researcher. You could be the one to go out and find the knowledge on a topic and bring it to an audience. So that's how Think and Grow Rich, that book Think and Grow Rich grew really quickly. Is Napoleon Hill did the research. He, you know, really studied other successful people and put all those secrets into one book. And so would you learn, as an example, would you learn real estate from somebody who maybe didn't do real estate, but they interviewed all the top successful real estate people and studied all the best strategies on what works in real estate? Yeah, you would learn from that person because they have the knowledge. They have something that you can gain value from. So it's not always about having results. Credibility, the old way used to be you had to have a PhD. You had to, you know, in order for people to buy your knowledge, you would have to speak on stages in the corporate world. You would have to be on a famous talk show of some kind. But nowadays, that's not the way credibility is measured. Now you are the media. You are your own media channel. And so it's just about connecting with other influencers, getting the research, and being able to put that knowledge into a course. And you can continue to do your business the way you do it right now and have that course on the side of you. And it's once it's built, it's built. All you're doing now is just sharing your passion on the solution that you could provide for this community of people who are looking for the answers. And you can get extremely wealthy doing this.
Wow. All right, Adam. Hey, are you ready for a caller, man?
I'm ready.
All right, man. We have area code 850. And if you would, let's make sure they can hear me.
Okay.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Welcome to the movement. You are live with Adam Flores. What's your name? Where are you from? And what is your question?
Hey, Sean, this is Stephanie Porter from Stop Choppy, Florida. I happen to follow actually, Adam, I've worked with Adam, and so I really, you know, when I knew you guys were doing this, nobody asked me to call in. Let me just say that. Nobody knew that I was going to call in tonight, but I just felt absolutely compelled to call in tonight and give you both over the radio. So high fiving you guys right now.
All right, high fives back.
First of all, Sean, you have been such an inspiration to me. And so thank you so much for being, you know, the passionate person that you are and following your dreams and pushing and you're probably one of the most determined people that I've ever met. And knowing what you're putting together and what you've created in such a short amount of time just absolutely blows me away. And I know that we're just starting. And to have Adam as your first guest, I mean, come on. I mean, it's like a total, you know what I'm saying, home run. And it just so happens that Adam has been working with my team now for, gosh, how many months? 9 months, Adam?
About nine months.
And I am in network marketing, but let me just say this, because this is not about network marketing. This is really about finding your passion and following that and following the dream that you have. For so many years as a single mom, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, I really knew that God had created me to do more. But I hope that, you know, some listeners right now understand that, you know, sometimes we get so caught up in just getting, like, just making it through another day, waking up the next day, and nothing changes unless we change something. And there was an event that I met Adam at, and as soon as he opened his mouth, I knew there was something really special happening. And Adam, I can say this because I do know you personally, that what you say is true. And that you truly are who you project yourself to be. You really have the intentions, the best intentions for other people. And so I really just kind of called in to encourage people that if you were like me, you know, kind of floundering, no clear direction. You know, I reached out to Sean first, and Sean and I had some great discussion. He is the expert when it comes to periscoping, and has such good communication skills, and he has definitely led me in the right direction. And then he introduced me to Adam, and Adam, again, just helped me in another facet of my business. But what is amazing to me is what God has done, and I just have to just give him all the glory, because it doesn't matter how talented we are, what skills we have. It really is ultimately, you know, the blessings that we receive from him. And, you know, I have now 4,000 promoters on my network marketing team within 2 years. We have over 66 people that have qualified for their car bonus. And, you know, I was able to make 6 figures within 5 months of starting something that I had never embarked on before. And so I would just tell everybody that, you know, step out on faith, but grab a hold of people that have the integrity and the character to help you to see it through. And I think that's super important, because there's so many things on Facebook and social media and the web that promise to help you, but it never pans out. And these guys, both of them, are the real deal. And I would just absolutely encourage everybody to seek their help, because they're awesome. And I just want to thank you guys publicly for all the help that you both have given me.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Stephanie. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. And Adam, anything before we tell Stephanie goodbye?
Thank you so much, Steph. I've just truly enjoyed just, you know, working together this past 9 months, and I appreciate all of your kind words, and it's great to have you on here. And so thank you for that. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All
thanks,
right,
guys.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for jumping in, Steph. Great to have you. All right, guys, so the phone lines are open. The telephone number is 646-716-7979. Again, 646-716-7979. So if you have a question for Adam, go ahead and call in. The phone lines are open. And while we're waiting for the next caller to come in, I'm going to go ahead and ask Adam another question, because I have like a whole list of questions. So Adam, my next question, man, is what's the number one reason that entrepreneurs fail? Because you know, and I know that there's a lot of people every day that are going for it. But so why do so many fail?
Great question, Sean. So one of the reasons why I think entrepreneurs fail, I sat down with over 2,000 people over a cup of coffee, and I would get to know their goals and their dreams. And that was over the last 10 years. And I would notice a lot of common distinctions. At the core of everybody, Every entrepreneur or anybody who starts an endeavor, they want to succeed and they want to help people. But the number one reason why entrepreneurs fail is their inability to take action because of this one big fear. And the fear is that they feel that there's a possibility that they may not succeed. And because of that, it's one of the scariest things that you could accept in reality, that your dream may not come true. So because of that fear, they typically do not go all in on that goal that they have. Because if they don't give it all that they have, they won't feel bad if it doesn't work out. So instead, they go through the motions, they play it safe, and ultimately, they never get to, a lot of people never get to that end goal. And so entrepreneurs fail out of the fear that they're not going to make that dream come true. So that is why it's so important to be surrounded by people who are going to encourage you, that are going to help you along the way and be a part of a community, because environment is more important than willpower. And if you're able to write that down somewhere, write that down. Environment is more important than willpower. So even when you don't feel like it, if you're in an environment, say like this here, a call like this, or you're able to connect with Sean directly, or you're able to have somebody that's along your journey holding you to the fire to make sure that you're moving forward, then that environment may be more important than your willpower if you were to do it on your own. And sometimes we just don't feel like doing things. We don't feel like getting outside of our comfort zone. We don't feel like taking bold moves. And so what happens is we procrastinate. And after too much time goes by of us not taking action, then we begin to realize, man, this thing isn't happening. This isn't working. And so we get a reference point. The next time it comes time to build something, or the next time we get motivated, then we have that last failure as a reminder of why this one isn't going to work out. And then your mind begins to work against you. So when I work with somebody, I'm thinking about their mindset first. I need to make sure that they are in a position to where they truly believe that this thing can work. They have to have that certainty. And if they don't, they need to at least borrow my certainty in them, and that way they can borrow that belief. And that's where coaching is so important, because that coach is going to believe in you and push you even when you may not even have it for yourself. But you need the belief. You need to either have one of your own, or you need to borrow it from somebody who has it for you. And you ride that belief until you get your first victory. And then you ride their belief to the next victory. And you ride the belief to the next victory. Until you formulate these patterns of victories in your life, then you look back, and when it's time to start something else, you're like, oh, I could do this. I just did this, and I overcame that mountain. I had this victory, and I won here. So then you just have this mindset of an overcomer. You just believe that whatever you touch, you can overcome because you've actually done it. And so that's why if you don't feel like you've been in a pattern of maybe not succeeding, the number one advice I can give you is get somebody who is going to believe in you throughout the process. Borrow their belief, follow their steps and their strategies, go through the process, get some wins for yourself, begin to build on those wins, and then your reference points, next time you start anything else, you'll know that you're an overcomer. You're going to figure it out because you have proven to yourself that you can do it. And so that belief and certainty and faith ultimately is what it is what you absolutely need. And a lot of people lack that. They walk in fear and discouragement and uncertainty. And it's an inner game. You can't build a successful business walking in fear and uncertainty. You have to have that belief, faith, and an ability to execute. And so that's why I believe entrepreneurs fail. And that's what I believe it takes to really break out of that and to step into success.
Wow. Thank you, Adam. That was absolutely beautiful. I hope you guys had a pen and paper and wrote down that quote, environment is more important than willpower. I mean, that is some really, really good information right there, Adam. And you're so on point, man. I mean, you always are on point, but you're right on as far as, you know, there's so many people that try to go out there and do it on their own. I know I personally was one of those people who did that as well, and it was almost a fatal mistake. And if it wouldn't have been for Adam, I might not be sitting here on this show today. So, Adam, I greatly appreciate that answer, man. That was a beautiful, beautiful answer. Thank you. So with that being said, if you are just coming on, you are listening to the Success Movement Radio with Sean Wyman. My great guest tonight is Adam Imob Flores. And you can call in and ask your question. The telephone number is 646-716-7979. So it's 646-716-7979. So Adam, obviously you are a great coach and a mentor to many. I mean, thousands of people. So I'm just curious, man. Who are some of your mentors? Who are some of the people that you've looked up to and are currently looking up to as we speak?
Yeah, so I have different mentors in, you know, different areas of life. But for when it comes to business, I really like Brendon Burchard is one of my favorites, because I think that Brendon Burchard revolutionized the way that you can make money in your passion, without having to be this salesy person or without having to be anything beyond who you already are and who you're created to be. And so he showed that, you know, you can truly be authentic. You can be real. You can be you. You can monetize your passion, and you can really, you know, make a living around your story. And I went to his seminar, and that changed it all for me. And I read his books, and he's just a huge inspiration to me. And so that's somebody that I definitely look up to. So Brendon. Brendon's awesome.
Awesome. So Brendon Burchard. Any other ones out there?
Yes. I like, if I want to get like technical on strategies, I like Frank Kern. Frank Kern is great. Internet marketer. He is just awesome when it comes to strategies. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk is really awesome when it comes to social strategies. I really like a lot of his ideas as well. So it just depends on the topic. If you tell me the topic, I can tell you the mentor.
Oh, very cool, man. So listen, let me ask you this. How do you describe your transformation? Because you went through a pretty serious journey, man, from the beginning. And so how would you describe your transformation?
Yeah, so my transformation, see, and a lot of entrepreneurs have this. A lot of entrepreneurs are driven by pain, and they're driven by fear. And so they become an entrepreneur typically because they want a better life from what they're living in now. They want a change. They want something different. And so they use that pain and that discomfort and that fear in them that they don't want to go to that place, or they want things to become better, so they are motivated out of pain and fear. So that was me for a long time. And the big transformation that shifted is when I was able to get healing from that. I no longer was operating out of my pain and fears from the past and worries, but I was really able to step into being motivated from aspiration versus fear. So aspiration is really looking forward and being excited about the future and stepping into faith and building out of faith more than being driven out of fear. So you can build a business to try and not to, you can build a business scared. And that's what I did. And that's when I failed for so many years, because I was scared of going broke. I was scared of failing. I was scared of so many things, scared of going back to the fears that I faced when I was a kid, when I had no money left. I was so worried all of the time. And so I was building my business with that energy, and I had to get healing from that fear and step into, I'm excited today. I want to go out and give to the world. I want to give my best to, you know, and pour into people. I want to be able to, you know, create something beautiful. And so when I changed from my pain and fears to walking in faith and walking in aspiration, then that's when I was able to have an inner game transformation. And people could begin to feel the energy. They could feel my heart beat behind what I was doing. And when people can feel you, then there's a connection there. And there's just something special that happens, and they want to work with you because they can see that your motive is pure to help them. And so I want to say to everybody on this call, your motive matters. Your motive matters. People can feel that. And so I recommend that you make sure that your motive is in the right place as your foundation to becoming an entrepreneur. Examine your heart, examine the thoughts in your mind, and know that you don't have to build your business out of fear and worries and doubts, that you can build your business out of love and pure passion to serve other people. And when you can put people first and really get yourself out of the way, and people can feel that, and they just will love to partner up with you when your motive is pure.
So, Adam, let me ask you this, man. Just with everything we've talked about tonight, there is a lot of people out there that are probably listening to this show tonight that are still stuck, that are frustrated, that are trying to figure it out. Or maybe they're in fear right now, just like you said. What is the number one thing that they can do to start making that transformation from fear to faith? How did you do that? What happened? What was the turning point for you that made that transformation happen?
Now, I want to be clear. The fear in those circumstances where you may be discouraged at some time, those moments will never go away. So I'm not saying that you'll never have fear. But in order to overcome that, the majority of the time when you're walking in faith, you have to learn to speak your victory. So mountains aren't moved by just working harder. Mountains are moved. You have to speak mountains. You have to speak to mountains to move, right? Faith comes by hearing. So you have to speak your victory. You have to be able to, declare it. I am going to get through this. I am going to help people. I'm going to serve people. So when I learned to begin to fight and face my fears and fight through them in faith, that's when I got that winning edge. And so to everybody on the call, if you're having any fears, if you're having any doubts, if you're having any worries or any type of discouragement, you have to speak your vision to pass every time, and you have to fight. And you're saying, you know what, I will not let this discouragement get me down. I'm going to walk in love today. I'm going to help somebody today, and nothing is going to stop me. I believe that this is going to happen. And sometimes you got to talk yourself to the point where, other people may think you're crazy. You may think you're crazy, but you have to speak your victory. And that's how to penetrate the atmosphere when you're not really feeling great, and you have that energy that's not serving you or other people around you.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Adam Imob Flores is here with us live. Again, if you want to call in, the telephone number is 646-716-7979. Now, let me explain something. Adam Flores is a very highly sought-out coach. This is somebody that normally he charges for his time, and he's been very generous to come on here. So if you're one of those people that don't have a lot of money and you've been wanting to talk to somebody – but you just didn't have the financial investment to do it, this is your opportunity. This show, this is exactly why I created this show. This is exactly why I've brought these types of people on this show, people like Adam, who have a huge heart and are willing to donate some of their time, or I should say invest, because he is investing his time. So if you have a question, feel free to call in. The telephone number again is 646-716-7979. And again, we got a call coming in. Adam, you ready to take another call?
I'm ready.
All right, man. So this is coming from area code 231. Hey, hello. Welcome to the movement. You are live with Adam Flores. Share your name, where you're from, and your question, please. Hello.
Hi,
hello.
This is Brandy Unger. I'm from Muskegon, Michigan.
Hi, Brandy. Great to have you on the show. What's your question for Adam?
I was wondering, how do you know if you should brand yourself? Like, what are some key signs of when a good time to start doing that would be?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, this is right up your alley, Adam.
Yes. So it's time, honestly, you should brand yourself as soon as you're able to brand yourself. And the reason why is because you want to make sure that your target audience is able to see you as the best at what you do and being able to know you for what you do. And so when people will know you for what you do, when they have that need, they're going to think about you. And so when I think about branding, I think about getting your message out there in the most credible way possible, whether it's through your websites, through your social sites. And so when you're getting your message out there and you're marketing, people are coming back saying, yeah, Brandy's the real deal. This is somebody I want to work with. I mean, she has her brand in place. She's a professional. And so I see her testimonials on her page. She's somebody who's, you know, helped people. And so that builds that trust factor for your audience. And it gives you a higher level of credibility when you have that in place. So I think it's time to build your brand as soon as you're able to. So that way you can increase your social influence in the way the world works today. You know, so.
Awesome. Thank you,
Brandy.
So much.
Did that answer your question?
Yes, sir.
Awesome,
sure,
Brandy.
Did.
Thank you for calling in. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Brandy.
So, Adam, let me ask you this, man, because this leads into a great question. A lot of people are focused on generating leads, right? And this is something that you taught me way back when, because I was stuck in that mode too of got to generate leads. But one of the biggest mistakes that we make is that we go to generate these leads. We even actually start having a little bit of success, but yet we don't get conversions. Why?
Yes. Okay, so people are smarter than you think. And so there's something called the BS radar that everybody has internally built within them, right? And so when you say that you can deliver something for them or help them, so a lot of times people will promote their product or service out on their social pages, and they wonder why nobody's liking their stuff. It's because that person is going back to your page and they're looking at your stuff. They're looking at your how many people are liking your stuff? How many comments do you have? You know, are you a weird person? Are you successful? They study you subconsciously without even realizing it to see if you truly are a credible person. And so that goes back into Brandy's question of when do you need a brand? That's why your social brand is so important to get in position first. So when you drive the traffic, they come back to your page and go, wow, this person truly is who they say that they are. They say that they can help me get X results. And there, I believe they could really help me get that result based off of,
that is awesome.
You know, looking at them. So that's the first part of what converts the lead. The second thing that converts the lead is being able to have an effective message and communicate how you can serve them. So the problem is a lot of people are out there promoting, talking about how they can help you get this and how they can help you get that. But really where the sale is made is when you can connect to your target audience's struggle, and that's where the connection is made. So when you promote on social, instead of always talking about the feature and benefits that they can get by getting your product or service, talk about the struggles that or the pains that they're currently having and tell a story on how they can get out of that struggle into the solution. And so in social, when it comes to promoting, it's not about pushing features and benefits. It's about storytelling, relating to the client, to the audience's struggle, and showing them that you have the solution. And so when they go and check you out, they're seeing your brand in place. They're seeing that you are the go-to person for this. And then it allows them to feel comfortable to know that they're in good hands. And so now you can begin the conversion process.
Awesome, Adam. Hey, I don't want to cut you off, but we have another caller on the line, man. And I want to try to get as many calls in because I know these people would love to have the opportunity to talk to you. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right, awesome. So next call is coming in from area code 909. Welcome to the movement. You are live with Adam Flores. Share your name, where you're from, and your question, please. Hi, you're live on the air. Can you hear us? Go one more time. You're live on the air. Can you hear us? All right, you have to call back in. For some reason, we're not hearing you on this side. So, Adam, that was a great answer, man. And, you know, that was one of the things that was one of the biggest takeaways I had learning and being mentored by you is understanding what credibility really means, and having that in place before you actually go out there and start focusing on generating leads and making sales and conversions. And it actually made a huge, huge difference between what I was doing before and what I do now. So great information coming in, guys.
Yeah, I want to share one more thing too, Sean. For everybody who's marketing on
Please.
Social right now, the key is to see your audience like your students. So a lot of these people will see their audience as prospects, people who can be potential buyers for their product. But instead of seeing them as your prospects, see them as your students. So if you think about the way a teacher works with her students, she doesn't, you know, just get on the board and just start, telling them how they can get a straight A if they do this and this. She teaches them. She works with them, and she tells stories. She uses analogies. And so when you talk to your following, you want to educate them. You want to share stories. And then what happens is that in a classroom, if a student has questions, they come up after class. Well, in social, if people have more questions about what they've learned from you, then they're going to direct message you. They're going to comment. They're going to want to know more. And so when I think about posting, I always think about the teacher-student relationship. And when people begin to learn from you, they tie what they learn from you and the result that they get you become part of their journey to that result and that success. And so they want to work with you now. And so that really helps. The other thing is that social is really changing. And so documentary type content is really where social is moving. And so being able to document your life in certain areas in a way that shows your target audience that, you know, that you're real, that you're going through it, that you're not just some person, you know, that's trying to sell them something, but that they can connect to you. And so you can document your day through Facebook Live. You can document your day by clipping different videos together. And if you want to see what that looks like, you can visit my page and watch some of my video blogs at Adam Imal Flores. But being able to document your journey is so important. People really connect to that. That's the way social is moving
Absolutely.
Now. It's more of a real and transparent type content.
So, Adam, we've got about seven and a half minutes left, man. So I want to ask you one more question. What's the one thing as we're getting ready to come to the end of this show? Hard to believe we've almost been an hour, man. I've gotten so much value today. What's one thing you can share with all entrepreneurs to the world?
If there was one thing?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying? Oh, I would definitely
invest. Yeah, what's one thing?
Yes, I would definitely invest in your social equity. In your social equity. So what does that mean? That means that I would invest right now to build a following around your business. It's never been more affordable. It's going to continue to become more expensive to do. And right now we have an opportunity to build a massive following around who we are, what we do. And that social equity is going to translate into your impact, your ability to serve those people with your products and services. And the more people that you can serve, the more you're also going to make as well. And so you invest in your social equity by, one, you know, really building your brand, positioning yourself, two, getting clear on your message and promoting it every single day, getting content out to your audience, and then three, offering them a solution to the problems that they're having. And the more people that you can do that with, the more that you're going to make and the more impact
Wow.
you're going to make. So if
Awesome,
you're on
man.
This call,
Awesome.
I just want to challenge you to commit to that today. Commit to building your social equity, and it will be the best decision you've ever made. So no matter what you do, you'll always be able to impact lives once you have that following.
So, Adam, let me ask you this, man, as we're getting close to the end here. If somebody wants to reach out to you and connect with you, man, what's the best way for my audience to reach out and connect with you?
You can just go to my Facebook, Adam Imal Flores. You can either like my fan page or you can add me as a friend on Facebook. So you could also find me on my Instagram and YouTube and everything else, but Facebook is my favorite place to be, so. Adam, I'm
awesome, man. Hey, and you did say, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you did say you had something special for this audience tonight too, right?
Yeah, they can get my ebook over at outofmymouthflores.com. And you can learn the 10 different ways to get paid on what you already know. And I'm also going to be willing,
Adam.
I'm willing to, imobflores.com. And then what I'll do is, if you want to do this, Sean, I'm going to add this as well. I will give you the opportunity to book a free session with me, which I've never done before. I don't ever do free sessions. But I will work with you on how you can grow your business online. If you just go to thebusinessclubacademy.com and hit apply, then you can go ahead and fill out the application and I'll give you a free session. And just let me know that you are on this call. And that's what I'll do for you, Sean, for your audience.
Wow,
so
man.
That'll be really neat.
Wow. And what's the value? Seriously, like people need to understand that, because a lot of times they mistake people when they're giving something. This isn't something you're giving, man. This is very valuable. What's the value of your time for something like that?
I mean, I don't want to put a value on it, Sean. I don't want to put numbers out there. But it's just, if you feel that you want to take your expertise to the next level online, then you can apply at the Business Club Academy, and I'll work with you. I'll spend 20 minutes with you, and I'll take the first five that come. So that way, if you want to go to businessclubacademy.com, and what we'll do is we'll get clarity on your positioning, we'll get clear on your message, and we'll go over some social strategies on how you can begin to get some more clients for your business.
Awesome. Thank you, Adam. Thank you so much, my friend, for being a guest on this show. The first guest. I'm so honored. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Imob Flores. Again, you can connect with Adam at www.adamimobflores.com. Again, it's going to be the first five people that go to that website, enter their information, are going to get a 20-minute call with Adam live. Adam, I cannot thank you enough, my friend, for that very, very generous gift. Thank you so much, man. Thank you for being on the show. It was great having you.
You got it, Sean, and thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate you. You're always looking to provide value to your audience, and it's been so awesome to see all of this evolve to where it is today. And if anybody has been considering working with Sean, I've actually let him he spoke on my stage, and out of everybody who spoke, they were really moved by you. And so if there's any speakers on here, book Sean. If you're demo working with him in live streaming and coaching, man, he's the best at that. So thank you so much for having me as well. And I'm really grateful. So
thank you, my friends. Thank you so much. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being a part of the Welcome Success Movement tonight. We are so honored to have you on this show. If you watched live or if you listened live, it was great having you. Thank you for everyone that called in. Again, if you would like to connect more with me, you can go to www.successwithseanwyman.com. And you can connect more with me there. You can also join the Welcome to Movement community group right there on Facebook.com. Type in the browser, Welcome to the Movement, and you can join the group there. So thank you guys so much for the show. Next week, next Wednesday, we will have our next guest, and I will be releasing her name very, very soon. So be on the lookout for that. And again, thank you so much. To everybody that listens to the replay, thank you so much for listening to the replays. And if you ever have any questions, anything at all, do not hesitate to ask. Again, my name is Sean Wyman. You have been listening to Success Movement Radio. Have an amazing day and make every day great. Focus on creating massive movement so you can create the success that you deserve to have. Good night, everybody.
I can do anything, I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.